2020 has had unforeseen changes, both at home, here,
and there are still so many changes going on with
2020. By Real Girlfriends Across America.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't know how to describe myself, honestly.
We gotta give these ladies a makeover.
The most killer girl we put on the show.
I'm like, oh wow, that's really good to know.
A lot of women experience some of them. Clutch has like a lot of different kinds of interests.
I don't like wood.
Hello and good evening. This is Tawanda with Clutch by Real Girlfriends Across America. And I am super excited to be back on here tonight sharing some information that is extremely important and very valuable. Last night we had an amazing topic and it was hosted by one of our girlfriends, Annie, and she talked about something also that was very, very important and very near and dear. She talked about family loss. And we know that is definitely something that everyone actually goes through, dealing with the loss of a loved one, of a colleague, of a friend. And there's so many different things that have happened. And unfortunately, now more than ever, over the last 2 months, we've dealt with more loss in America than probably ever before because of the pandemic and COVID-19, in addition to just regular things that's happening from day to day. So if you're listening to our call, if you know anyone that has lost a loved one, please continue to encourage them. One thing I realized a long time ago, sometimes people, you know, when someone passes away, for example, you have everyone at your house. But guess what? When a person really needs you, it's after that. That week, that next week, that next month, even over the year. But unfortunately, most people, they don't go back. So if you have lost a loved one or if you know anyone that has, please make sure that you don't grieve and go through that process by yourself. The day before, which is the last day of August, we had Kay. She talked about trudging through a pandemic, and that was extremely, extremely important. It was informational because, once again, due to the pandemic, so many people are being affected. So many people are going through so many different things. So, again, if you know someone that's been affected by that, please reach out to them. Please encourage them because now more than ever, it's just really important to not be by yourself. And tonight, we're talking about another very important situation subject. It's about suicide. And it's actually how you to actually be able to live on after someone that you know has committed suicide. Our theme for this month is a fresh start. And in life, we go through so many things, so many haps, so many situations. Every day is not going to be a great day. However, we have to get up eventually, dust our knees off, and be able to move on. And again, this is Tawanda with Clutch by Real Girlfriends Across America. And in reference to suicide, close to 800,000 people die due to suicide every year, which is one person every 40 seconds. Think about that for a second. Close to 800,000 people die due to suicide every year, which is one person every 40 seconds. Suicide is a global phenomenon and occurs throughout the lifespan. Effective and evidence-based interventions can be implemented, and we're going to talk about some of those things tonight. I'm not really sure about you, and I have Corinne on the line. I definitely forgot to say and acknowledge that. How are you doing tonight, my sister?
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, definitely glad that you made it on. And at the end of the call, we'll definitely share a hotline number to get more information about suicide, as well as if you or someone you know may be thinking about suicide. And one thing, I know a lot of people think, hey, I'll never do that, or I don't know anyone that would ever do that. And we can't say that because I said that too, and I got proven wrong. So, Corinne, as I talk about this topic tonight, let me ask you, do you know anyone that's ever committed suicide?
Yeah, actually, and it's not that we were super, super close, but my friend and slash my goddaughter's mom, her brother-in-law committed suicide about almost a year ago.
Wow.
And he was dealing with sickle cell, and he basically just overdosed on his medication one day.
Now, does anyone have any idea why?
He was going through a rough patch. At one point, he was staying with my friend, and actually that day he was supposed to be picking up her daughter from school, my goddaughter from school, because she's in daycare, and he was supposed to get her from school, and he never showed up. So she was pissed, so she thought, you know, he was being irresponsible because it was not his nature not to, you know, to drop the ball. And so she just thought he was being irresponsible. And it wasn't until the next day when they found his car and found him in it that they found out that he did that.
Wow. Every 40 seconds this happens, especially now. Due to COVID-19, people are going through. People are trudging through the pandemic and having so many different things that's happening. And suicide is more prevalent now than ever. Suicide is definitely a major health concern. Suicide among the leading causes of death in the United States. Think about that for a minute. One of the leading causes of death. And it has increased, especially now. I actually have someone that I used to work with, and I talked about this on a call before, someone that committed suicide. And one thing, Corinne, that I really never really realized, and that's why when I wanted to talk about this topic, I wanted to also talk about getting a fresh start. Because have you ever been in a situation to where you said, I wish I could have did this, I wish I should have said that, or I may could have helped him, I may could have helped her. Have you ever in life been in a situation where you kind of felt like, I'm not going to really say responsible, but maybe there was something more you could have done to help, not even just in reference to suicide, just in life in general?
Yeah, I think because it's in my nature to want to help people that I have, and well, I know for certain I have felt that way before. It's just, obviously, like, especially if someone's close to me, I don't want them to have to go through certain things. And, you know, if I'm able to make or a change or make it better, I'll try. In a situation where I can't, I do feel, you know, obviously, like, I want to try to do something.
Okay. I'm the same way. And, you know, a lot of times what I learned a long time ago is we should never take things for granted. We shouldn't take things for granted. We shouldn't take people for granted. And we also should be very careful with how we treat people because you never know where someone is in life. You know, in my research, I looked up, why do people commit suicide? That is the first thing, because some people say, oh, well, you know, she was weak, he was weak. You know, people love to pass judgment. However, until you've literally walked a mile in someone else's shoes, none of us can pass judgment because that's not our story. We don't know. There are several different reasons why someone may commit suicide. One is mental illness. Most people make the decision to attempt suicide shortly before doing it impulsive rather than planning it out extensively. Some people suffer from severe depression. And there's so many other different types of mental illness. And therefore, this is one reason that can lead to suicide. Is that something? Can you see that, Corinne?
Yeah, I can definitely see that being an issue, like depression and just having, like mentally, like going through ups and downs. It could be a lot on someone.
And, you know, just imagine going through an up and a down by yourself. And that's why I keep always talking about the importance of associations, because some people really go through things by yourself. Just imagine being severely depressed, being manic, and having something happening. And depression can definitely make a person feel emotional, feel pain, feel loss, and can make you think like, you know what, I got to end this. And there's only one way to be able to end it. So that's actually one reason why some people commit suicide. Another is traumatic stress. A person who has had traumatic experience, including childhood sexual abuse, rape, physical abuse, war trauma, is at great risk for suicide. In a survey, nearly 6,000 U.S. adults, 22% of people who have been raped had attempted suicide at some point, while 23% who experienced physical assault tried to take their own life at some point. So this is another reason why someone may commit suicide. Any thoughts about that, Corinne? Can you see this happening to someone and it leading to suicide?
Yeah, I've heard of times or cases, I should say, of people, and this is like in the media, no one I know personally, but like in the media where people committed suicide over a breakup. There was actually a famous rapper, Styles from the Lox. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Lox.
I'm not. Tell me about that.
Well, they're a rap group. They were signed with Bad Boy for a while. But his daughter ended up, she was in a lesbian relationship, and her girlfriend broke up with her. And she had a rough time with the breakup, and she wound up committing suicide. They went ahead and they speak about it. They go to different places speaking about it on the press just to let people, like, be aware that it's basically, like, things are not forever, and you can get over it. Unfortunately, you know, they felt like they couldn't save their daughter, but they try to let other people know about, you know, that things are temporary and try to bring that awareness to other people.
Absolutely. That's amazing. And, no, that definitely sounds really good, because for those that survive, for those that are still here, life has to go on. It just doesn't go on easily. And another reason why someone may commit suicide is loss or fear of loss. A person may decide to take their own life when facing a loss or a fear of loss. Some of the examples are academic failure, being arrested or imprisoned, bullying, shaming, humiliation, financial problems, end of a close friendship or romantic relationship, job loss, loss of friends or family acceptance, loss of social status. Now, let me kind of share a little bit from a few of these. And, Corinne, I'd love to hear your feedback as well, because sometimes when you see that, some people may say loss or fear of loss, academic failure. But you know what? I've known of stories and situations of people that may have had straight A's, and they may have gotten a B or a C, and it traumatized them, because they are perfectionists, or maybe they're trying to please someone else. So I can definitely see academic failure possibly leading someone into doing that. I don't know if you heard this or not, Corinne, but a guy killed himself about 6 months ago. He was working in one of those jobs, like not with Wall Street, but something with the trays and the socks. And
okay.
He had... I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but basically, something with the stock market, but he put some money in and he had like a severe loss, and he killed himself. And a couple of hours later, they found out it was an error.
Yeah, Robin Hood. We talked about that actually.
We might have did.
Kay, I remember Kay talked about it one day in Trending News.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy invested money into the app Robinhood, where you can buy, you know, stocks and stuff. So he bought a stock, and they put down that it's your projected amount that you will lose, but he didn't lose it. He thought he lost the money, which is what led him to commit suicide.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is, and they said, I think when I heard on the radio, oh, you kill yourself for nothing, and that wasn't funny. Like, this guy was dead. Like, and things happen. Being arrested or in prison, this is a traumatic experience. Some people can't handle it. Bullying, shaming. Think about the people that have actually killed themselves because they were bullied and they didn't know what else to do. Financial problems. There's so many people that have financial problems. There's a movie, Corinne. Oh my gosh, the movie touched my heart. I can't remember the name of it, and I'm not really sure where I saw the movie, but they had some kind of game show or some news, whatever. But bottom line is they started broadcasting people that wanted to kill themselves to get money to pay off debts for their family. And the audience every day was packed on this show. What happened was there was a guy that was very popular in the news and media, and one of his coworkers had gotten killed, and he just went through some type of depression. And he, for some reason, came up with this idea how he didn't really like people killing themselves or people that died. So he found a way that, hey, let's let people kill themselves voluntarily. And as a matter of fact, we'll give $1 million if you kill yourself online. And people was donating money to every episode of someone coming in to kill themselves, and the money goes to the family. So one person had some kind of health problem, and they knew that they were going to die eventually soon. So they came on the show, and they actually had like five choices of how you would die, whether in the car, with gas, or whether somebody – it was just different. It was crazy. But the audience, every time they did the show, was packed. Because people were interested in that, and then the family gets the money. But what touched me is, number one, the guy that ended up creating the show, remember, he suffered a loss, and I think it kind of like made him go crazy a little bit. So he created this show, and for some reason, his producers agreed to it. Well, his sister kept telling him that he had changed. You say, do you know what show I'm talking about?
No, I said that's sick and twisted. I've never heard of it before.
People would do anything for ratings, though. So, but guess what? His sister kept telling him it was wrong, and he loved his little sister. It was just the two of them. And he ended up talking about her on one of the shows, saying how she was stupid, and she thought the show was horrible, and the fans were booing her. So you know what she did? She went and signed up. And he didn't know. He doesn't know who signs up. He just knows somebody's in the car or somebody's in the vault or whatever. And somebody, he went out and he said, we got somebody, they're going to die tonight. And he turned on the gas or whatever it was. No, she chose a lethal injection. And when he looked around, they opened the thing to show the person that was killing himself. It was his sister. And he screamed and he hollered and he cried. And he tried to tell her to stop and she wouldn't. And by the time he ran through the little whatever to get to her, it was too late. And I said to myself, how could you want this for someone else, but you don't want it for yourself? You understand what I'm saying? If you want to raise money to help these people for real, do some GoFundMes and some crowdfunding, but don't let someone kill yourself. And there was this guy, this old man that was on there, and he had had financial problems. His wife was really she's disappointed in him. His kids were disappointed. His son had braces because he couldn't walk. And he wasn't able to get the next size because dad couldn't afford it. And basically the children, the son, the daughter, and the mom, they was disappointed with dad. And dad could not get a job. He was overqualified because he was like 60. He had a lot of work experience, and he couldn't get a job. Well, he signed up too. And, girl, I was crying and crying and crying. And when he got on the stage to kill himself, he had a flashback of his life, his wife, his family. And he said, I'm not going to do it. And the crowd began to boo him, girl. But I said all that to say, sometimes a person goes through something so traumatic, whether it's family problems or whatever, and sometimes they love their family so much, Corinne, that they're willing to sacrifice their life so the family can get the money. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, my gosh, girl. I was saying to myself, if his family knew that he was willing to do that, they would say, look, baby, screw that money. We'll get five jobs. We want you. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes a person may need to hear that. You know what I'm saying, Corinne? Because that's real, though. People literally deal with loss and fear of loss, losing friends, losing jobs. Everyone doesn't handle grief and situations the same. Another reason someone may commit suicide is hopelessness. Hopelessness, either in short-term or as a longer-lasting trait, has been found in many studies to contribute to the decision to commit suicide. The person may be facing a social or physical challenge and may see no way to improve. Can you see that? Now think about that. Hopelessness. When all hope is gone, what can I do next?
Yeah, if you feel like you don't have a future, it's kind of hard for you to be optimistic.
It really, really is. And that's definitely something to think about. All right. And in reference to what I wanted to share for trending news topic for today is, and I thought this was already the case, according to Forbes magazine, Tyler Perry is officially a billionaire. And you can get more information about that at Forbes or the website, Forbes Magazine. So that is definitely excited information. Corinne, didn't you already think Tyler Perry was a billionaire, though?
I really did, but he should let me borrow some money.
And also, I got a couple of different things. Also, in the trending news, R&B singer Akon is building a real-life Wakanda worth $6 billion in Senegal. Have you heard about that?
No, who's building that?
The R&B singer Akon.
Oh, Akon. Okay, I didn't know Akon had Wakanda money.
Well, you know, but Akon has been doing a lot of different charity work and building out, and I'm not sure if this is the country that he's actually from. So, you know, there's a lot of different crowdfunders, there's different GoFundMes. There's so many different ways, but he's really been doing a lot. I'm going to actually send you some different information about some things I have been hearing about different things he's doing. And the last thing I want to share that's really trending is, who is Jessica Betts? Get to know Niecy Nash's new wife. Niecy Nash from the show Claws, which is amazing, has tied the knot. So she's off the market from being single, and she married Jessica Bates. Now, Corinne, have you heard or do you know who Jessica Bates is? No, it's not Bates, it's Betts. My apologies.
I actually did not know of her until she married Niecy Nash, and that's when I realized who she was and, you know, learned that she's from Qualls as well.
Oh, wow. And that's interesting. And what it says here is, at the end of August, fans of Niecy Nash were shocked after the celebrated actress revealed that she had tied the knot with musician Jessica Betts. Not much is known about the elusive singer-songwriter, so we deep-dive to find out more about Nash's talented love. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about this love, and definitely much success and a lasting love to Niecy Nash and her wife. That is definitely exciting. And back to our topic for tonight. Why do people commit suicide? We talked about a couple of different reasons in reference to mental illness, traumatic stress, also substance use, Corinne. Drugs and alcohol can influence a person who is feeling suicidal, making them more impulsive and likely to act upon their urges than they would be while sober. Can you see that? Drugs and alcohol?
Well, it's your vision. Did you know they say it's what is it? A drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. So whatever you were thinking when you were, you know, sober, but you may have more common sense not to do. You're more likely to do it when, you know, you're drunk and you really don't care or underneath those influence.
You know what? That's true. That's really true. Oh man, that's a whole another level. All right, I got a couple more, and I want to share something else. Chronic pain and terminal illness. If a person has chronic pain or illness with no hope of a cure or reprieve from suffering, suicide may seem like a way to regain dignity and control of their life. In some states, assisted suicide is legal for this very reason, and I've seen a lot of different movies in reference to that. According to a study in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, the following health conditions were associated with a higher risk of suicide: asthma, back pain, brain injury, cancer, congestive heart failure, diabetes, epilepsy, HIV and AIDS, heart disease, high blood pressure, migraine, and Parkinson's disease. And these are just some that was actually listed in this study. And the last few that are, why do people commit suicide? Belief your burden is a burden to others. Social isolation. Let me speak on that one for a second, especially because of the time of what we're going through with the pandemic. A person can become socially isolated for many reasons, including losing friends or a spouse, undergoing a separation or divorce, physical or mental illness, social anxiety, retirement, are due to a new move or location. Social isolation can also be caused by internal factors such as low self-esteem. All right, see, social isolation, or isolation during social distancing. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, and that's hard because, you know, we are told right now at this moment, you know, distance yourself. And I think that if you were already a learner and you had little, let's say, communication with people on the outside, this is going to make it even worse, being that, you know, a lot of businesses closed. And some people, if you're a learner, that may be the only time you have interaction with other people. So I
imagine,
or people that are, you know, used to being around a lot of people, and all of a sudden, you know, they don't have those people to be around, and they're like forced to be by themselves. And some people, to be honest, they don't want to be by themselves. Some people, they don't, you know, they don't like to be alone with their thoughts.
Absolutely, and that's real. That's really the reality. Also, another reason some people commit suicide is a cry for help. Sometimes people attempt suicide not so much because they really want to, but because they simply don't know how to get help. Suicide attempts are not a cry for attention, but a cry for help. It becomes a way to demonstrate to the world just how much they're hurting. Also, there's a lot of accidental suicides. Some situations that appear to be suicide may actually be an accidental death. The choking game, also known as the pass-out challenge, flatliner, and space monkey, where teens strangle themselves to achieve a high-like sensation and actually can result in death. Have you ever heard of that before, Corinne?
Yes, there was actually a story that I heard of a little girl. I want to say she was something like, let's say, between 8 and 9. And this was a few years ago, it made the news. But I guess she used to always play around with, like, pretending like she killed herself. I guess she thought it was funny. I'm not sure. But, like, there were times when she would, you know, pretend to hang herself or pretend to do certain things. And she thought it was funny. And one day, I guess she, you know, went to go, you know, prank her parents and do the same thing. Except for this time, she actually did hang herself. And nobody found her in enough time. So she accidentally committed suicide. And, you know, at, you know, 8 or 9, I'm sure she was, you know, just trying to be funny, just trying to, you know, she thought it was funny. But unfortunately, no one really sat down with her and told her, like, you can really, you know, hurt yourself if you get into this behavior.
Now, that's real. That is real. This is Tawanda with Clutch by Real Girlfriends Across America. We'll go to a break and come right back. And I want to share a story that I have, unfortunately, that I experienced with someone I knew that committed suicide.
Real Girlfriends Across America is on Patreon. Please follow us at patreon.com/ Real Girlfriends Across America. We strive to bring good content and we appreciate every show of support. Your donation could make a world of difference. Thank you for listening and all that you do.
This is Tawanda again with Clutch by Real Girlfriends Across America, and tonight we're talking about suicide. And I probably shared this story before, Corinne. And it took me a long time to really kind of even accept this. Because, again, when you have someone that you know, that you love, that you care about, that may take their life, sometimes if you have interaction with them, you may feel like there was something that you could have done. But we can't stop fate, though. And this is probably about 15 years ago when I lived in Charlotte. And I worked at this job, and it was by county. It was by city. It was same county. Well, it was actually two different counties. Bottom line is we had an office in two different locations, two different cities. And the HR person would come over to our city once or twice a week to train new staff. And his name was Jonathan. And he was a really cool guy. He had just got his master's degree. He had just married this girl. She had two kids, and then she had just had a baby with him. So life was good. And he had a lot of different things going on. And Jonathan started going through something. You know how sometimes you get married, your wife, she had two kids, now she has one kid from you, you move into the new house, you got bills, you just finished your master's degree, you got student loans. Life is happening. Life is good. You know, you're progressing, you're moving forward. So everybody was excited for Jonathan because he was in boss mode, because he's always kind of quiet and kind of to himself. Well, every time he would come over to the office that I worked at, he would come and, you know, talk to me and my coworker, and more so me than her, because she wasn't really there. And, you know, I guess people like talking to me. So we were pretty cool, and I would say that. He was going through something, though. And you know how you can really be empathetic, like you can just feel and you know that someone is going through something. We can't save the world. I know that. Okay. And so his zeal was gone, if that makes sense. Like he just, have you ever been around someone, Corinne, that you know that they're going through depression and you care about them, but sometimes if it, like, let's say, for example, if it's going on for like a month, Do you know and understand that sometimes that depression can actually jump onto you, too, and it can kind of bring you. I mean, have you ever experienced that before?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I'm aware of that even being a possibility. I'm the type of person, like, if I'm going through something, I tend to, you know, I'm naturally going to keep it to myself, but. For that same exact reason, I don't necessarily talk to people, because I don't want people to then depress off of my depression, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. But you know what? What I want to say to you, I think it's good to talk to people. I wouldn't, if I'm depressed, I would not want to call you. However, the biggest thing, if it goes on for a month and I'm not really a trained professional, it can affect the next person, is my point. And what happened was Jonathan was going through something. So when he come up to the office, he would train the staff. He would come up to the next building where I was located, and he would talk to me and my coworker. More times me than her, because I was always empathetic, sympathetic, etc. Well, one day we saw him pull up. Never forget it. August 31st, also my sister's birthday. He pulled up. And we said, oh, no. I said, oh, and my coworker said, all right, Vandross, there's Jonathan. Put your counselor hat on. She was making a joke out of it, because she knew he would come into my office, and Corinne, he would stay 2 or 3 hours just talking about stuff. And I had work to do, and I just really just couldn't do, I mean, I really, so jokingly, I said, oh, no, he won't trap me today. And we told the secretary, Karen, which is our good friend, we both said, when he comes up here, say we're not here. And so we first thought we were going to lock the door so he couldn't get in, because he didn't have a key, because he was, you know, he didn't work over there. Bottom line is, he came, we hid in the back. And he didn't want to talk to her. So when she told him that I wasn't there and that my coworker wasn't there, he left. And we just kind of laughed about it, because it was too much. It was just really too much. It was too much. And I really had work to do, and I did. Even if I didn't have work to do, I didn't want to spend. I didn't want to be sad. I didn't want to do it. I didn't. And he left. I didn't think anything of it. I said, I'll just talk to him next week. He'll still be feeling the same way, because it's been like that for a couple months now. And I went home from work, and around 7:30 that evening, my supervisor called me. And I'm wondering why in the world is she calling me after hours? Because I had an 8-to-5 job and we didn't work after hours. And honey, she told me that Jonathan had committed suicide right after work. Woo, mercy. I don't even know why I'm thinking about this right now, because August 31st was just 2 days ago, right? So he was human resources. When he left our office, he went back to his office about 45 minutes, and he packed up for the day. And he got in his truck, Corinne, and he drove out in the country area, wherever he lived, and he took a double-barrel shotgun, and he shot himself in the head. and he left three letters for the two daughters that he had with the girl. They were his stepdaughters. And then the one that he had with her that was about 8 months old, 7, 8 months old, and that's all he left. And when they started looking into, like, the whole situation around him and him doing it, he had packed his office up, Corinne, and left all the boxes of books and everything, the master's degree certificate, everything in boxes on the desk so no one had to go and clean the stuff up. See, he left it on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
A month before that, he had changed his insurance policy and filed and actually updated. Remember, he's HR. But one thing that he didn't know, and being in HR, they said he really should have known, the policy he had does not pay out for suicides.
Yeah, most of them don't.
Girl, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? And it's bothering me right now. Because you know what I'll, do you know what has always been in the, oh, Lord. What has always been in the back of my mind is, was he coming to tell me bye? Or was I his last hope? You understand what I'm saying? What did he need to talk to me about? What did he need to talk to me about? Was he coming to tell me bye? Or was he thinking about doing it and he needed someone to say, don't do it? So what I want to share, because this is real, this happens every 40 seconds, someone does this. So the last thing I want to share tonight, Corinne, is warning signs, because especially now more than ever, we're living in a time of uncertainty. And millions, over a million people have already passed away because of the pandemic. People are out of jobs. Businesses have closed. People are struggling. I have no idea if there's another economic or whatever the check is that's coming. I don't even know if it's coming again or not. But even if it does, it's not enough to feed families. Kids are still having to go back to school. So many things are happening. People are going through. So if you're listening to this call, here are some warning signs that someone may attempt suicide. You can't see what a person is feeling on the inside. Always easy to identify when someone is having suicidal thoughts. And I don't know about you, Corinne, but let me tell you something. I never in a million years thought Jonathan was going to do that. I never. I thought he was sad. I knew he was depressed. But suicidal? Mm-mm. We've all been depressed. Well, I mean, maybe everybody hasn't been depressed. I know what it feels like to be depressed. But I never in a million years. You said what, honey?
No, I said, I definitely have been depressed.
But have you ever been depressed? So have you ever, and this may be a question too personal to even ask you, but have you ever been depressed or in a situation that you felt like, man, it'd be easy to leave? It'd be easy to take my life?
Yeah, to be honest, I have.
I thought about that too. But you know what I heard? I heard, in, I don't know if it was on a movie or in research, they said a lot of people have thoughts about, if I just end it, like, oh, I'm just tired. However, when you actually know how you would do it, then you should be concerned. Does that make sense? Like, hey, I'll just kill myself, but I'm going to shoot myself. I'm going to take some pills. When you actually know how you're going to do it, then you should really be concerned. So when you thought about it before, what were the thoughts that was going on through your mind? And did you feel like I'm getting to a place to where I don't know any other way out?
I think my mind frame was I was just unhappy, I guess, and I thought that I thought no one would miss me anyway. So I just thought, you know, during those, I mean, it's been more than once. So, typically I just didn't think anyone would notice that I was gone. And it was just easier, I guess, in my mind that it was, you know, it would make things easier.
I can relate. I can definitely relate. And, you know, the thing is, and that's just being real, because you never know where someone is in life. Everybody goes through something. It's just how we're going to handle it. So I'm here to tell you, and I know you say the same thing to me. Well, what we both know right now is, hey, you ain't going nowhere until it's time, because I'm going to miss you, and I know you're going to miss me. Who the hell are you going to talk to on the phone for 2 or 3 hours a day? until the girls' trip, until the girls' event. I need you. Hey, we got to need each other. But guess what?
Yeah.
Everybody can't say that. Everybody can't say they got a friend. They got somebody who they love. They got someone who – I need you. You know what I'm saying? All right, what were you going to say?
No, I agree. I definitely – I know some people don't have someone to, you know, that's there for them, and that makes it even harder because I know just me feeling like that, and, you know, that may not be true or whatever, but, you know – the reality is that whatever reality is that's one thing, but how you're feeling is another thing. And sometimes your feelings
Absolutely.
And your thoughts can take over.
Absolutely. Wow. So if you're listening to this call, let's not take anything for granted. Take nothing in life for granted. Warning signs that someone may attempt or even be thinking about attempting suicide. Talking about feeling hopeless, trapped, or alone. Saying they have no reason to go on living, making a will or giving away personal possessions, searching for a means of doing personal harm, such as buying a gun, sleeping too much or too little, eating too much or too little, resulting in significant weight loss or weight gain, engaging in reckless behaviors, including excessive alcohol or drug consumption, avoiding social interaction with others, expressing rage or intentions to seek revenge, showing signs of extreme anxiousness or agitation, having dramatic mood swings, talking about suicide as a way out. It can feel scary, but taking action and getting someone the help they may need prevent and can help save a life. The last thing I really want to share tonight is if you are a person that has lost a loved one due to suicide, due to accidental death, there is life afterwards. And there are some different things that I know that can be done. One of the things is getting support from others who are survivors that may have attempted to and didn't succeed. Or maybe family members that are left behind. We should not have to continue to go through this by ourselves. Getting professional help. Some people think, hey, I don't want to talk to anyone. But sometimes talking to someone really does help. Talk to a professional. Someone who can take it. Sometimes friends is too much for a friend. Because when they take on our grief and our depression and the different things we're going through, it really hurts them too, and we don't want to do that. And also having a friend in need, that is an option. We should not continue to go through things by ourselves. I want to go out to you, Corinne, for any final comments, any final thoughts. However, I want to say this. There is help, and if you need to contact the Suicide Prevention Line for more information on how to get help if you're thinking about committing suicide or anything around that arena, dial 1-800-273-8255. Once again, that's 1-800-273-8255. And I'll say that number again at the end of our call in a few minutes. All right, Corinne, as we wrap up tonight, my sister, we're talking about suicide and life afterwards. Our theme for this month is powerful. It's powerful and it's needed. Talking about a fresh start because so many things happen in life. Any final thoughts and comments, anything you like to say to anyone that has a loved one that has committed suicide. Anything you like to say to someone that may listen to this call and life may be happening. They may be going through a financial situation. They may be depressed. They may be stressed out. And they may be thinking about ending their life. And we have an opportunity to say something to them right now that may make a difference.
Everything in this world is temporary, like situations, highs, ups, downs, everything is for the moment. Everything can change in a blink of an eye. Things can change tomorrow. So if you're having a bad day, just know that it literally could change in the next minute. You can get a phone call that could change your life to the positive. So it's important just to stay optimistic and just know never to give up, because when you leave, you're leaving your family to mourn you. You're leaving people to grieve, and maybe their life would be forever affected because of your decision.
Absolutely. Life is a gift. Every day will not be sunshine. However, it also will not be rain. We're not in anyone else's shoes other than our own. However, we've been through some things as well. We've had love and we've had loss. We've had bad days. We are stronger together. If you're listening to this call tonight, today, next month, next year, and you're feeling hopeless, you're feeling depressed, you're going through something and suicide is on your mind, find someone to talk to, even if it's strangers, even if it's us. Reach out to us at info@realgirlfriends.org. Once again, info@realgirlfriends.org. We can connect you. We can get you resources. We're all about Googling, YouTube, finding out information. No one should have to go through anything by themselves. And that is why our podcast, Clutch, wants to be a platform to help women all across the globe so we can continue to strengthen people, because we are definitely stronger together. And again, I'm going to leave this toll-free number, which is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, at 1-800-273-8255. Lastly, that's 1-800-273-8255. And again, this is Tawanda and Corinne with Clutch by Real Girlfriends Across America.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of Clutch, a podcast by Real Girlfriends Across America. Clutch onto us tight by following us on all of our social media platforms. This includes Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. Like, share, and follow us. Did you miss the episode? Don't worry. You can listen to us anywhere where podcasts are being played, including Apple Podcasts, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Speaker. Don't forget to watch us on YouTube by searching for Real Girlfriends Across America, and visit our website at www.realgirlfriends.org. And until next time, clutch on to your best friend and stay tuned.